students participated in a variety of activities promoting healthy teen relationships and sorting out fact from fiction. 1 in 3 teens experience some form of relationship abuse. We spoke with 4 area teens about their participation in this program.
Hi, my name is Lauren Lucci. I am 17 and I go to Sweet Home Senior High School. It's not just about what goes on in your life, but what goes around in the people who you surround yourself with. So it may be a family member or maybe a close friend who's going through the same thing, and to know the signs and the signals of when they might be going to an abusive relationship.
My name is Brian Adotto, and I go to Williamsville North High School. Now with social media, it's very prevalent to do it without speaking in person, doing it when no one's around. And I think it's important when you put your trust in someone that they respect that.
Hi, my name is Sidel Duquette, and I am a senior at Williamsville South High School. Healthy relationships are not only fundamental for, obviously, romantic relationships, but also for platonic relationships and friendships and professional relationships.
Hi, my name is Juliette Leblanc, and I am a French student at SEM. I'm not really amazed because, like, a lot of people, even in high school in France, they have this kind of problem about not healthy relationships.
LGBTQ youth are less likely to experience relationship violence than their heterosexual peers.
Students also discussed relationship diversity, learning to break away from stereotypes that often center around only boy-girl relationships.
And how sometimes it's even more prevalent than the non-LGBT community, because there's so much more confusion with protecting the community's, I guess you could say, the reputation, and how that's a really big stigma about unhealthy relationships in minority and LGBT communities.
I feel like a stereotype for men is that, you know, you can't show emotion, you have to be strong, and your emotion is anger and frustration. It's important for that stereotype to go away, for men to feel like, you know, they can cry, they can be upset.
Abuse among teen relationships includes physical, verbal, and online stalking. Ava Thomas is a survivor and spoke to the students. Her ex-boyfriend beat, strangled, and stabbed her.
I didn't realize at the time it was him making me be his property, but I didn't view it like that. You know, I thought, oh, he really loves and cares about me. So you don't see it through that lens at that age.
The Erie County Commission on the Status of Women hosted the event. Executive Director Karen King tells WBFO News, ideally, they'd like to reach even younger students because abuse and violence issues often solidify at an early age. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.